In this episode of the Fresh Approach podcast, we're talking about you showing up for yourself. And it's not all about the protein grams and the calories and the steps. And yes, that matters. But we're talking about what it really means for you to show up for yourself and how that affects your life. All right? So let's get started. You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark. 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. I think sometimes all of the things we need to do to take care of ourselves, the how much protein and calories, how many ounces of water did I get in, you know, by the end of the day? Did I take my vitamins? Wait, if my vitamin has iron in it, do I make sure that it's not too close to my calcium? And we become so focused on that. And sometimes I know it can feel overwhelming because there are so many details. And let's face it, because we chose to have this surgery. And by the way, welcome all of you who have not had weight loss surgery, or you're thinking about it, or your friends have recommended this podcast simply because we talk about more than just weight. We talk about other things, you know, wholehearted living, about our lives too. So welcome. So you can apply this to your life, even if you didn't have weight loss surgery. The bariatric surgery guidelines are really important for us who've had weight loss surgery, and there isn't a lot of wiggle room here. These are things we absolutely need to do for lifelong health. And if you haven't had surgery, there are plenty of things you need to do, absolutely, for lifelong health. We know that some nutritional and vitamin deficiencies are irreversible. So it's not really a matter of choice. We've got to do these things, right? All right, hold the phone. Did you hear that? Okay. Was that enough for me to actually just say to you, you have to do this, Larry? You know, you have to do all these things. You chose to have surgery. And so now you have to do these things forever if you want to stay healthy. You remember how we were all like, oh, yes, doctor, I'm on board. That's me. I mean, I was. I bet you were too. But how is that different than a medical provider telling Larry 4 years before he decided to ever have weight loss surgery, you know, Larry, your weight is really getting up there and it's causing these medical conditions, or you're at risk for diabetes and you really got to get your weight down, or this and this and this will happen, or this and this and this will get worse. I think many of us, if not all of us, got that talk, right, from our doctors. I think I heard it many times. And then when I was finally diagnosed with diabetes and then became an insulin dependent diabetic within like a few months after my diagnosis, I got the really strong talk. And I admit it, it did rock me pretty hard. And I remember I had this feeling of, oh my God, I have to get this under control now. This is serious. Even though I knew that after having gestational diabetes, absolutely, at least for 2 out of my 4 pregnancies, I knew that my risk of developing diabetes type 2 was very high. I knew it. And I think for about 2 to 3 months, I was weighing and measuring food. And I don't remember how much, but I know I did lose some weight. And even still, I became an insulin-dependent diabetic during that time. I can't remember my exact thinking, but I'm pretty sure it was, wow, I did all that and still I have to go on insulin? What the heck? And then again, life took over, which is the reason we all give ourselves for not taking the best care of ourselves, right? And if you've listened to my other podcast episodes, you know that I was not in a good place in my marriage. So I was depressed, taking care of the kids, working full time, and all of this other stuff that you're doing too, right? You've got a lot of stuff going on in your life too, before surgery and now. And at some point, I just stopped doing those extra things to take care of myself that I, well, was doing for a few months anyway. Side note, and if you're in the Fresh Approach Facebook group, you already know this, I am adopted. And just a little over a year ago, I did find my birth mom and my 2 full sibling sisters. And I've been able to gather some health history information about my family. And my mom's sister actually died in her 40s. from complications of diabetes. But I can't tell you if I would have known that back in 2010 or in the years leading up to that, that that would have made a difference. I still knew I had a very high risk of developing diabetes. And even with that information, I did. And then even after a few months, I still, even though it was put on insulin, I gave up on the weighing and measuring food. I stopped showing up for myself again. Hey, and real quick, that's another reminder right now. If you're not in the Fresh Approach Facebook group, join us over there. I do share a lot more as it's sort of ongoing. I think it was yesterday, I posted a video that I recorded right after I had done some cardio. So I had like no makeup on, my hair is up, I'm sweaty. But the point I made in that video was that my day had not gone as planned. A family member, actually my birth mom, had a serious situation. I talk about it in the video. And it was important to me to be on the phone with her, to get an update and support her and talk with her on the phone. And that 45-minute phone call was like the same amount of time I was going to do my cardio. But in that moment, I pivoted, right? Because I chose to be there for my birth mom. And there was still never a doubt in my mind that I would not pivot for my exercise yesterday. I knew I had less time before I was getting on a client call, and I didn't just toss in the towel and say, oh, well, no exercise. And I think that's what a lot of us do. I mean, it's justifiable, right? Hey, a family member has an emergency or needs me or needs to talk or this happened or that happened. And no one's going to get all over me and say, well, geez, Mary, you should have exercised anyway. You know, it's going to be okay because it's okay to skip your exercise because you're on the phone with somebody who needed you. But we do that too much, right? So instead of the 45 minutes of cardio, I was able to get in a quick 20 minutes of cardio. And I guess I could have done longer, but when I had gotten through that before I got on my client call, I wanted to show up in the Fresh Approach Facebook group and talk about that because it was happening to me in real time. And I want to show you how you can do that. In addition to the 20 minutes of cardio, later on, I was able to wiggle in about 20 to 25 minutes of strength training, and I pivoted. I didn't give up on myself. I don't give up on myself anymore. I show up for myself. Okay, back to my point, was that I share things in the Fresh Approach Facebook group as they happen in my life so I can tell you what's happening with me, what I hope I'm teaching you and sharing with you from my own life. Or I'll post what a client's doing. Like I think on Super Bowl Sunday, I was sharing how a client said that she wasn't afraid of the Super Bowl, you know, going to the Super Bowl party because she had a plan and she knew what she was going to do. So if you're not in the group yet, please join us over there. There's a link in episode notes. And listen, there are three questions to answer before you can be added to the group. All questions have to be answered. So I hope you join us there. Oop, let me give a little disclaimer. 2 to 3 times a week, I do accountability check-ins in the group. So yeah, you've got to be ready for accountability because I will tag people in the group. You know, I'm asking, is everybody up to date on their medical follow-up appointments? And when was the last time you had your labs drawn? You know, are you on schedule? I'll tag people and you'll see that some people respond, yes, I'm on schedule, or mine's next month, or I just had them, my labs are great. And some people I never hear from. And sometimes people leave the group after I tag them, and that's okay. So they're not ready for that. They don't want that. They don't like that I'm asking them what's going on. Some people don't like accountability, and that's okay. So I guess you should know before coming into the group that you may be getting a little gentle nudge from me from time to time, okay? It's me reaching out, asking, how are you going to celebrate what your body can do through exercise today? You know, what did you do or what will you do? Or how much water did you have today? And I hope you're ready for that. Again, if you join the group, a little gentle, loving nudge. All right, so back to me not showing up for myself. So now I'm an insulin-dependent diabetic and I wasn't showing up for myself. It was just like I was allowing it to happen. I was just giving in. And with the morbid obesity, plus diabetes, plus rheumatoid arthritis, plus Hashimoto's, plus fibromyalgia, it made it really hard to show up for my family and the people I love, my mom and everyone else really. I mean, I showed up, obviously, but I wasn't showing up at my best because I wasn't showing up for me. And my friend, I'm talking to you now. When you don't show up well for you, how well can you show up for the people in your life, the people that you love, the people that you care about? How well do you show up for your job when you're tired, when you haven't eaten well for the last couple of days, when you're dehydrated? So, I mean, that's a physical way that you may not be able to show up well because you're not showing up for yourself, because you're not taking care of yourself physically. But how about this? How about when you know you haven't been planning or tracking your protein for the last 3 or 4 days? So now, not only do you not feel physically well, but now emotionally, you know, mentally, you're thinking about it. Gosh, Kelly, what's wrong with you? You know, why aren't you planning this? Why aren't you drinking a protein shake? Why aren't you checking to see how much chicken you're eating so you know if you're getting in enough protein? So now you're beating yourself up and really down on yourself for not taking the best care of yourself. So now, on top of the physical consequences of not showing up for yourself with nutrition, hydration, vitamins, and sleep, now you're feeling bad about it too. And now how well are you showing up for people you love? You're distracted because you're not feeling great physically. You're distracted because you are not in a good place of confidence in yourself. You're beating yourself up. You're feeling bad about yourself. I say this a lot. It's really hard to do anything good for yourself when you're feeling bad about yourself. And you know, it's also really hard to do anything good for anybody else. I mean, yeah, you can sort of get by, but you're not doing it very well. And you won't be able to do it for very long. And yet we know amazing things happen when you show up for yourself. When I go to bed at night and I'm going through my day, which is a practice I do, I call it reflect and assess. And it's not only to review how I did with, you know, did I eat enough protein? Did I drink enough water? Usually I know that throughout the day because I plan and track throughout the day. I've been doing this for a long time. So, but new clients, I do ask them to reflect that on paper. But for me, I also go back through the day and I do an integrity check. Did anything come up through the day where I feel that I didn't behave in a way that feels good to me? Did I step out of my integrity? Did I have an opportunity to even smile at somebody when I was at Trader Joe's and I didn't? Did I have an opportunity to support someone online possibly, like in a Facebook group, and I didn't? Did I use my time well? Did I show up for myself today? And I'm telling you, on the days when I can go through all of my taking care of myself practices, you know, which include everything from, yes, nutrition to exercise, but also for me, this includes prayer. It also includes meditation and it also includes creativity. On the days when I've stayed in my integrity and followed through with all of my taking care of myself practices, even though it might be a 20-minute exercise routine because life happens, right? Those are my best days. Everything else in my day flows really well. And I go to bed and I'm thinking, well, I had a really good day, God. Guys, I go through my day. It's on those days when I've shown up for myself. I've shown up for myself with how I ate, with how I exercised, how I stayed in my integrity with the people in my life and with my work. I showed up and I spent time with God, which is very important to me. And I meditated and I did a little bit of drawing or a little bit of coloring, or I've even been doing some painting lately. For an extra boost, I will throw on a little music and dance around the kitchen or my office. It's on those days when I fully show up for myself in all the ways that are important to me, that I know work for me in my life, that refresh me, that nourish me, that connect me. And you may have other things aside from the bariatric surgery guidelines, your other self-care practices that move you and make you feel wonderful, and how you're showing up for yourself. These are my best days in my interactions with others. These are my best life days. And I want more of those because I'm at my best when I'm doing everything I can to take care of myself. And I'm at my best for everybody else in my life, including you, including my clients and students, including people in my Facebook group, the Fresh Approach community, including my adult children. And I'm very blessed to say, I usually talk with all of my kids every day. I'm very blessed to have a good relationship with each of them, and I hear from them, and I can be at my best. I can be present when they call, when they text me, when they want to share something, talk about something, and the same goes for my friends and family. And I am not the only one who is experiencing this kind of awesome joy and recognizing the effects, what happens when you show up for yourself. My client Ruth lived near a lake for over a year, and she kept telling herself she was going to get out there and walk around the lake someday. Well, we started working together, and she committed to showing up for herself with an upgraded level of fitness. And last week, she went out to that lake and started walking. On her walk, she met a lovely woman who was feeding the swans. They had a sweet conversation, and Ruth was really filled with joy about that experience. She showed up for herself, taking that walk around the lake. It was actually one of the goals she had for herself, she told me in our first conversation, and last week she did it, and experienced not only the joy of taking care of herself physically, but making a new friend, a new connection. There's Melinda, who shows up for herself not only in how she follows through with the bariatric surgery guidelines, but she follows through by using the tools that she and I have worked on together. She questions her thoughts about situations, herself, and others. She knows how those thoughts were leading to certain feelings that she didn't want to feel, which in the past had led to snacking at night or skipping exercise or not being able to sleep well. But because she practices, she uses what she knows, what she's learned. Now she can show up for her students and really be present for them, be at her best for them so they can be at their best. She feels she is more in touch with her students than she's ever been. And her family, she shows up for them in a way that isn't judgmental or over-opinionated anymore. And her adult kids have commented, "Mom, you don't get so angry anymore." Or Margaret, who showed up for herself. She joined a gym. She committed to strength training and flexibility. She felt she wasn't taking the best care of herself, even though she was within 20 pounds of her healthy weight goal, but she didn't feel strong. So when I begin working with a client, we work on developing, making sure that he or she has a well-balanced fitness program, which is cardio, strength training, flexibility, core, and stretching. And so Margaret had been doing some cardio and a little bit of strength training, you know, like hand weights here and there, resistance bands, but not really a complete, well-balanced, like well-rounded fitness plan. So she joined a gym and she hired a personal trainer for a few sessions so she could be clear on exactly what she could do for her medical restrictions or any injuries so that she could stay safe, right? Little did she know that 4 months later, how was she to know that her husband would injure himself at work and really need her physical strength and support, helping him around the house, getting him to therapy and rehab to come back from that injury? How did she know 4 months ago she was going to need to show up for herself first so she could show up for her husband now? She didn't know that at the time, but that commitment to show up for herself, she was committing to showing up for her life 4 months ago, for the people that matter in her life, for whatever happened in the future. And she was ready for being able to help her husband through this injury and helping him recover. And then there's Abby, who after becoming an almost empty nester with just one teenage daughter left in the house, she decided she did not want to fall back into the practices that she had before surgery. So that first year after surgery, when we started working together and she wanted to take on a new identity, she called it, as somebody who valued their health. She always admired those people. I'm doing me and my finger quotes, my air quotes with my fingers. But somebody who valued their health. This is who she wanted to become, but she wanted to take the action to do it. And having weight loss surgery does that to you sometimes, right? I mean, most of the time we had it so we could have better health. So we're encouraged to take better care of it, right? And she wanted to really value herself. So she let her husband and her daughter know how things were going to change a little bit in the house and how she was going to make time for herself after work and on the weekends to exercise, to garden, to meet up with friends, to meal prep. And in the process, she not only made herself a priority and reaped the benefits of having a creative practice, of developing consistency with her take care of myself practices, of connecting with friends who were out there doing some really cool things and then encouraging her to do the same, she set an example for her daughter who saw what she was doing and she acknowledged it with Abby. She told her she wants to show up for herself, to care for herself, to take care of herself like her mom is. It's so awesome, right? Our kids are watching. They watch what we do. They watch what we do. And don't you notice on the days when you are eating really nutritious meals, when you are getting a walk in, or you give yourself a 30-minute dance party in the kitchen, on the days when you are fully hydrated and you've not only had all your vitamins, but you've ordered more and you're not going to run out for the next 3 months or ever because you are on automatic delivery. And on the days when you turn off Netflix early and get to bed and get a great night's sleep, when you skip the pizza in the break room and follow through with your nutrition plan by eating that great chicken salad you made with all those delicious vegetables, that vitality can almost not be contained. Am I right? Tell me where I'm wrong. Because when we take care of ourselves like that, there's no way you can contain that I feel good about what I'm doing to take care of myself kind of energy. Do you know how they talk about, oh, when people are in love, it just exudes from their person. It just shines all over. Well, you know what? When you're in love with yourself so much, and by the way, for those of us of a certain generation, I know that that can trigger something. Because I hear it from my clients all the time. My clients over the age of, I would say, 40. The younger, not so much. Over 40, yes. Because I think of our parents and grandparents. Self-love, loving yourself, making yourself a priority. I know that can be hard for some of us. But I know that we all know the results of what happens when we don't do that. We get sick. And if you've been in love, you're really in love now, that love, it just sort of spills over. The same thing happens when you are taking loving care of yourself. That vitality, that beautiful, healthy energy, and I mean physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, healthy energy, it spills out onto the people you love, the projects you're working on, your coworkers, your neighbors, because you're feeling good about how you're taking care of yourself. You're showing up for yourself. And when you show up for yourself, you can show up for your life, your whole life. And the people in your life, whether that be the woman in line next to you at Trader Joe's who looks like she needs a smile, your spouse, your children, a customer, the woman at the post office, the person online who just seems like they need a smile or a, hey, how are you, Karen, today? You showing up for you matters. It matters for you, and it matters for your whole life and everybody in it. I feel a little bit like a preacher today. It's okay. I think I am. I preach it. I teach it. I live it to give it to you. If I can't live it myself, how can I possibly ask you or my students or my clients to consider it? And I hope you think about the stories that I've shared with you from my clients. Names are changed. Who are experiencing the effects of showing up for themselves and what that could mean or what that means to them or has meant to them in their lives and what it can mean for you when you show up for yourself. So I'm asking you, how are you showing up for yourself today? And how will you continue to show up for yourself every day, every day, every moment? How are you showing up for yourself at your next meal? And when you do that consistently, what difference could that make in your life? How will you show up for yourself when you have that break tonight between finishing dinner and getting into bed? Are you going to do TV time? I mean, this is like if you haven't exercised today, are you going to do TV time? Or instead of that 30-minute show on Netflix, are you going to throw yourself a 30-minute dance party in the kitchen and invite your family to join you? How will you show up for yourself today and tomorrow and the next day in each moment? And realizing that when you show up, you're showing up for your life. You're showing up for everybody you love and care about. You're showing up what matters. You're showing up for what matters to you. I need you to show up. You need you to show up. We need you to show up. We need your beautiful life and energy and vitality in this world right now. Everything you've got. Please show up. All right, take a deep breath with me. All right. Wow. I hope you're having a beautiful day, and I hope that includes showing up for yourself in a big, 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 wonderful way. And again, join us in the Fresh Approach Facebook group so I can share with you what's going on, not only in my life, but in the lives of my clients and students, changes they're making, and I hope that you're inspired. Whew, so much today, but it feels good. I feel good. I hope you do too. All right. See, look, I put my hands together. I talk with my hands. I'm not kidding you. Love, light, and grace to you.